Next item on the agenda is item five, City of Hampton, number 06-1356.
Actually, I think we're going to take five and six.
Together? Okay, City of Hampton, 06-1355 and 56.
Good morning.
I've combined items 061356 and 061355 into one presentation since they're related, rather than repeating a similar presentation for both of them. The City of Hampton is requesting authorization to construct a 16-foot wide by 709-foot long commercial fishing pier with a 70-foot by 26-foot T-head platform adjacent to the city's property situated along the Chesapeake Bay in the Buckrow Beach section of Hampton. The project is protested by the adjacent property owners and by several nearby property owners. Along with that is City of Hampton 061355 requesting authorization to construct a 30-foot by 100-foot trestle with two associated 4-foot by 16-foot ramps for use during construction of the proposed Buckrow Beach fishing pier. The project site is located on the Chesapeake Bay in the Buckrow neighborhood of Hampton, at the south end of the public beach and just north of a private beach and residential area. The city is proposing to reconstruct the Buckrow Beach fishing pier that was destroyed by Hurricane Isabel in 2003. You can see the pier right here. It's a little blurry because Fort Monroe is to the south. This is from the City of Hampton's website showing the city's beach properties, and you can see the pier as it existed before Hurricane Isabel. This is an aerial view. This neighborhood here, Chesapeake Landing, is where the majority of the protestants live, and the city beach property is right in here. Two ground view shots. All right. The pier being proposed is 709 feet long by 16 feet wide with a 70 by 26 foot T-head platform. I'll just quickly go through the project drawings. And then side view drawings. The project also includes a parking lot and building housing bathrooms, a snack bar, and a bait shack. Since these portions of the project are located on the adjacent upland on city-owned beach, they are considered to be outside of the commission's jurisdiction pursuant to Section 28.2.1403 of the Code of Virginia as government activity on government-owned beaches. Along with this is the application for the trestle. It's a temporary construction trestle that would be removed after the pier was constructed. And if you remember back in 2006, the trestle was installed without authorization from the commission. We issued a notice to comply and a sworn complaint, and it was removed. But this is a picture of the trestle and what it would look like when it's reinstalled. And you can see the ramps going onto the beach. And then the drawing of the trestle. This is a picture looking east out over the city's beach property and the Chesapeake Landing to the south. Since June 2007, staff has received many letters of protest for this project from both the adjacent and nearby property owners. The majority of the protestants live in Chesapeake Landing. The first protest letters detailed concerns over the proposed upland improvements to the property. When the city first proposed to rebuild the pier, they included a restaurant on the upland, and the adjacent property owners were concerned with noise, light, smell, and other possible effects of a restaurant and night spot. Concerns about the pier at that time also included possible damage to nearby homes should another hurricane destroy the pier, and an unsafe swimming environment due to lines and tackle being lost by fishermen. By letter dated July 27, 2006, the Chesapeake Landing Homes Association appealed what they referred to as a case decision by staff. This case decision was a letter sent by staff in response to questions posed by Mr. Joel Petrie, who's the director of the association. Staff explained that the city's application was for a pier only and that any proposed work on the uplands would be outside of the commission's jurisdiction based on our determination that it constituted governmental activity. Mr. Petrie's letter also referenced pilings that were driven on the beach by Boone builders, and the commission was briefed on that matter at the April 25, 2006 meeting. Commissioner Bowman responded to the notice of appeal on August 2, 2006, suggesting that the appellants submit a request for statutory interpretation and support for their position. He also disagreed that staff's letter constituted a case decision. The association then followed up with another letter to support their position that the governmental activity exemptions in the code were not applicable to the pier. On August 15th of 2006, the city responded to that letter, reiterating their belief that the pier qualified under the governmental activity exemption. The association subsequently filed a petition to appeal in Hampton Circuit Court on August 24th, 2006. On September 26th of 2006, the association also appealed the City of Hampton Wetland Board's staff's decision that no wetland permits were required for the upland structures. A motion to dismiss was filed on October 10, 2006 by the Office of the Attorney General. The application was then revised in December 2007, and the city removed the proposed restaurant from the plans. The current proposal calls for the pier and an upland building containing bathrooms, snack bar, and bait shack. The adjacent property owners and all previous protestants were notified of these revised plans. They are still concerned about the pier and the building's proximity to their homes. Hampton Municipal Code Section 7-31 prohibits boating and jet skiing within 300 feet of certain fishing piers in the city, including the Buckrow Pier. As a result, the residents in Chesapeake Landing are concerned that the pier could impact or diminish their riparian rights and ability to access the water by boat. On February 13th of this year, staff received notice of a civil action seeking an apportionment of riparian rights by the Chesapeake Landing Homes Association. Staff received a copy of the apportionment request by email and has not received anything since. Barring some sort of court injunction, there does not appear to be any reason why the permit process cannot go forward. On multiple occasions, the residents of Chesapeake Landing have stated they would reconsider their protest if the city would agree to move the pier and proposed upland improvements north on the city's beach property. The city has refused to consider such a relocation or shift. In their shoreline permit application report for the pier and trestle, them stated that the adverse environmental impacts for the pier's construction should be relatively minor. Staff has received several emails in support of the project and received a letter of support from the Coastal Conservation Association Virginia on February 20th of this year. Since the evaluation was written and sent out, we received a letter from the Buckrow Civic Association as well as numerous other emails. So I'll hand those up to you now. No other agencies or organizations have commented on this project. Our summary and recommendation, while staff is sensitive to the concerns expressed by Chesapeake Landing residents and other protestants, the majority of their concerns appear to be related to upland impacts and issues which are outside of the commission's jurisdiction. Staff understands the concerns with the proximity of the proposed fishing pier to the adjacent landowners. However, the pier is proposed to be in the same location as the pre-Isabel Pier. As a result, and after considering all the factors contained in Section 28.2, 1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the fishing pier and temporary construction trestle as proposed.
Thank you. Any questions for Elizabeth? Elizabeth, yep. I'm sorry, Mr. Fox.
Where would the pier be on this drawing, on this photo? But right there?
It's right about here, I believe.
And how far from that fence on the right?
156 feet.
Okay.
Elizabeth, when were those condominiums to the right that are being impacted? When were they built? Were they built between the time of the storm and?
No. Those homes were built pre-Isabel. However, many of the residents moved in after the pier had been knocked down by Isabel.
But it was built before Isabel?
Right.
Okay. Further questions? Thank you, ma'am. Is the applicant here or represented? Mr. Daniel? Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. John Daniel on behalf of the city of Hampton this morning. I think there are folks from the city here who may have comments and certainly might be more able to address other questions you have than I might. But just a quick couple of words. We are taking the two matters together this morning because they are interrelated. And I just want to stress for you the fact that, as Elizabeth has indicated, this isn't a new project for you all. You considered it in 2006, and it got hung up in some litigation as a result of what was a case decision or what constituted governmental activity. While that went on in 2006, you all made your determinations about governmental activity and so forth. And this really is a different project that tries to remove any of that issue from the equation. One of the original contractors who was going to be involved, Boone, who you will recall was a primary in the matter, has since been terminated. This clearly is nothing but a city project. It's to be operated by the City Parks and Recreation Department to meet some of their obligations for public access and public amenities to the Chesapeake Bay. And with the exception, frankly, of a slightly wider tee, it is precisely the same pier that existed for the benefit of the residents of the city of Hampton and others prior to its destruction during Hurricane Isabel. It has been a very public process at the city. There have been master planning activities. There have been in excess of 19 different public events to involve public participation and input into this project. And I would tell you that the city didn't simply say we're not going to look at other places. They did look up north as to whether or not that might be appropriate and made the decision that it was not as suitable a location as a rebuild is precisely where the pier had been for some long period of years. Mr. Chairman, unless there are questions for me, I'm going to tell you that the city completely concurs with the report that Ms. Gallup has provided to you. We support the staff recommendation. I would hope that you would issue these two important permits for the city of Hampton this morning. We'll reserve some time for rebuttal, should that be necessary, and I'm glad to answer any questions.
Quick questions of Mr. Daniel. Mr. Fox?
Mr. Daniel, why can't the city move the pier a little bit to the north, which I believe would be the left in this picture?
The city contemplated, Mr. Fox, moving the pier to the north. There are other issues with regard to congestion and other. It's not as vacant as it might appear from that picture. There are other things going on up north that you would end up with the same kind of circumstance that you have from perhaps the folks who are objecting and protesting to this, that it just does not fit in with the city master plan. They've been through that process, and the city council and the planning department and others have determined that notwithstanding that possibility, this is the best location for this public amenity.
Well, it seems that
Mr. Fox,
one of the issues is something about so many yards from the property in order to for jet skis to navigate and so forth, and that is a greater distance than the 156 feet off of the away from that fence. So I was wondering whether you couldn't move 156 more feet. North. Which is not.
Seems to me that the real issue here is the riparian rights that the city has, and we are, as Elizabeth told you, 156 feet off the property line. Now I do realize that you're correct that does conflict with an existing city ordinance about certain activities that can occur as part of a riparian right, perhaps, that the Chesapeake Landing folks may have. But that seems to me that might just be an issue between the municipal and those riparian landowners as opposed to this commission. I can only tell you, Mr. Fox, that an earnest effort has been made by the city to try to accommodate those concerns. They've been through, as I indicated, 19-plus kind of public meetings as part of the master planning process in order to relocate this pier. This pier has been here for, I don't know how many years, Mr. Somebody on the commission could probably know, but for a very, very long time. And it's, frankly, one of those circumstances where if the condominiums came to the pier didn't go to the condominiums. And while that's unfortunate and things happen that way, it is nonetheless the city's project, and the city, while they've looked other places, this is what they've determined to be the best location for this amenity.
Well, I think there is something to be said for putting it back where it was in the same location. But I just thought I would ask because it does appear to be a conflict.
I was going to ask the same question. I'm glad you did. Mr. Schick?
It also appears it's not so much also the location of the pier itself, but the available parking where if you move it further north, you've got this piece that's along, that crosses the road at the end where the parking is going to be, the vacant lot area, where you wouldn't have that up north. Is that
I don't know. I don't know for a fact that
I think the city's back there nodding their heads. So.
Okay. You're right.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you, Mr. Daniel. Your time is reserved for rebuttal. Ma'am, come forward, please. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. My name is Vanessa Valdejuli. I'm senior deputy city attorney for the city of Hampton. We just want to briefly
and representing the city today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Along with Mr. Daniel. Just want to clarify the public process and the issues with some of the other locations that were considered by the city and the public during the master planning process. And as one of the commissioners so aptly mentioned, we're trying to accommodate the fishermen, the people who are going to be using this pier. And parking was, the conflict was an issue anywhere north of where the current proposed location is and where the pier always was. There is another pier, but that is basically the parking is not amenable. There would be a conflict with the fishermen as well as with swimmers in that area. So as a result of the master planning process, and the opponents were part of that process as well, and I think that there are other people here who were actually involved in the process that will speak to this issue, it was decided that the best place to put this pier was back where it always was. With respect to the code section, it was just recently brought to our attention. I haven't been with the city of Hampton that long, but in inquiry on this section 7-31, I don't think anybody really realized that that was on the books. It has not been enforced in recent times, and the city will take whatever steps necessary to accommodate the adjacent property owners with respect to that 300-foot prohibition. The city can amend its ordinance. I would also like to emphasize that there is going to be no restaurant as was previously proposed in the other application. The city council passed a use permit which specifically in its condition said that there will be no restaurant, that lighting would be focused downward and inward so to avoid any spillover to the property. It required a vegetative buffer with a minimum depth of 15 feet to buffer the Chesapeake Landings subdivision from the rest of the pier. We also have terminated Boone. I'd like to introduce the contract termination of Mr. Boone and release. We have a new contract. It is a city contract done through the sole source provisions of the Procurement Act with Precon Marine, who will be the city's contractor. Built with city funds, operated on city property, and Mr. Jim Wilson, the Director of Parks and Recreation, is here, and he can speak to any issues or questions you may have as to the city's operation of the pier. I also want to introduce a letter of support that came in yesterday for the Coliseum Central Business Improvement District, in which Bass Pro lies, and Beth Pro is also supportive of the pier at this location. So it is a public amenity, not only just for the fishermen, but for the citizens of Hampton and the people who come to visit that are interested in fishing. I think you're also going to hear from the fishermen who are going to say that moving that pier is going to, there is apparently a fishing hall that the fishermen know, and it's located right where that pier is. In fact, I think the T was elongated to make sure that they hit that hole correctly. And I apologize, I'm not an angler, but
you apparently understand them very well.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we would respectfully request that the commission weigh the evidence and the support for this. For this pier and grant the two permit applications.
Mr. Fox.
You said that the city could modify the ordinance to make some modifications.
Yes,
to these
we will do what's necessary.
Is that something you will do if we are approve this project?
We can do that, sir. That's what cities do.
But there is a state law also that is applicable, and I don't know whether it's 50 or 75, 100 feet, I don't recall right off my bat.
We will conform with state law, of course, but we
but
will.
But it's not 300 feet.
The city has been doing everything that it can to accommodate all of the concerns that these homeowners have
proposed. I guess the only is in 156 feet in this
case. There you go. Further questions, Ms. Valadajuli? Thank you, ma'am. Do you have others that wish to speak?
I think there are others. I don't know who they are. There may be
anyone else want to speak in favor of this project? Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Alice Callahan. I'm the immediate past president of the Buckrow Civic Association.
Right hand. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, except your God?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, ma'am.
I'm Alice Callahan, past president of the Buckrow Civic Association and the District 6 Neighborhood Commissioner for the City of Hampton. I just wanted to make sure that you all were clear on the process that we went through in the beginning of 2005. We developed the Buckrow Master Planning Committee, and it included people from all over Buckrow Beach who were interested in that process. We had many, many community meetings that were open to the public during the course of that year. There were no complaints about the pier, which was part of the master planning process during that period of time. Later on during that year, there was an open meeting. There were residents from Chesapeake Landing at that meeting, and their concern at that time was, one, the restaurant, and two, the lighting. We went back to the city. The city modified the plan to take the restaurant off of the pier and to also look at the lighting. It was only after that decision was made that the request came to not build the pier there at all. As a member of the Buckrow Civic Association, we have sent in a resolution to VMRC and to the city to have you all please support gaining these requests today. The Buckrow Civic Association and the Neighborhood Commission are in support of the process and the master plan that was approved by the City Council. The other issue I'd just like to address quickly was, in moving the pier, parking is a serious issue, that the fishermen would have to compete with beachgoers who get there at all hours of the day, whatever, to go to the beach, plus the parking that would be available further up the beach is much further from a fishing pier in terms of the fishermen needing to cart all of their fishing gear much further from the fishing pier. So, again, I would ask all of you to support both of these permits. Thank you.
Any questions from the commission? Thank you, ma'am. Who else? Dr. Allen? Good morning, sir.
Yes, sir. How are you doing, sir?
Fine, sir. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
State your name for the record, please, sir.
Robert Allen. I live in Buckrow Beach. I've lived here about 20 years, and I am a recreational fisherman, and I belong to many, many recreational organizations in Virginia Beach, Norfolk, and in Hampton and Newport News. And a lot of consideration was given to moving the pier. We lost two piers. Hampton had two recreational piers. And when Hurricane Isabel came along, one was in Grandview, which is about 2 miles north of here. And the other one was right here where that spot is they keep talking about. I think that Elizabeth and John have done a very, very good job of explaining to you the circumstances. The city of Hampton did evaluate considering moving that pier. The two previous owners were private owners of the pier, and they decided that it was not economically feasible to rebuild them, and the city took over. But they did consider moving that pier, and that the history of that pier, which somebody had mentioned, is probably has been there 100 years. I'm sure it's been there 50 years because I've been there 50 years, and I know it was there. It used to be a commercial pier. It used to be a trolley that went out on it. They used to lay and fish there before it was transformed. So it's been there a long time. It was there long before this residential area was developed. So when that area was developed, they knew they were next door to a fishing pier. And there are many. I'm here to represent people that don't even live here. There are lots of people over the state that come here. And this pier, you can't see the rest of Buckrow Beach. But Buckrow is undergoing, City of Hampton is undergoing a great redevelopment down there. There's a lot going on down there. And this pier, the replacement pier, is one of the linchpins of the redevelopment project. Now, this pier would still be here if the hurricane hadn't knocked it down. And so I speak for the recreational fishermen, and I request that we go ahead and approve this. And if you can approve it today, we'll have fishermen on that pier this year. Thank you.
Let me write that down. Anyone else here to speak in favor of the pier? I see a number of gentlemen up here. Y'all are here in support of the pier. Is that what I see? The Amen Choir. You're born. Those in favor, could you please stand up so I can see who's here in favor of the plan? We could. Would you like to state your names for the record so that you can at least know that you're here? Just if you could come and file along here. Come by the microphone. Just state your name for the record that you're in support.
Tom Ponko, also with the Buckrow Improvement League.
Thank you, sir.
William Ernst, past president, Buckrow Civic Association.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, Frank Blake, I can vouch that the fishing pier was there at least 70 years.
I won't ask how you know.
Sam. Peggy Blake, member of the Buckrow Civic Association. I don't remember it that long, but I'm sure it's been there.
Good answer. Sir? The place, sir.
Bill Ham, Buckrow Fisherman.
Eddie Deerfield, Buckrow Improvement League.
Thank you, sir.
Alverna Payne, Buckrow Civic League. My children fished about that pier 46 years ago.
Thank you, ma'am.
Wayne Harding, Fisherman, and I would like to say something when the chance comes.
Raise your right hand.
Yes, sir.
You saw him swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Proceed.
I happen to know one of the residents who lived in that where the homes are now. He has since left the area to relocate because of his job. And I talked to Rick Mogilby, this is the gentleman I'm speaking of, and he said point blank that the homeowners did not oppose the pier. The only thing they wanted was the restaurant not to come. Now, the restaurant is not going to happen, thank heavens, and that was the issue. So that's from Rick. He now lives in Spokane, Washington, but I just talked to him last night.
Take notice of that. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Cecil Osbrook, I'm also a Buckrow fisherman. Thank you, gentlemen. Sir.
Bill Carson, I'm a fisherman of Buckrow Beach.
You have here, Mr. Carson.
I'm Nelson Ortiz. I'm president of Peninsula Salt Water Sports Fishermen Association and CCA chapter of Peninsula.
Good to have you here, sir.
My name is Gary Powell. I live in Richmond, and I have fished at Buckrow since I was that tall.
Okay.
I'm 59 years old, and I'm planning on fishing there for as long as I can walk.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Morning.
Members of the board, thank you for the opportunity to speak. My name is Jerry Jones. I also would like to say something, if I may.
Raise your right hand. You saw me swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Proceed, sir.
I'd just like to say that I've fished at Buckrow for many years, and I've followed this whole process since this bill, trying to get it put back. I thought today was probably the most important day for me to be here. I was at one of the earlier meetings, but due to all the litigation and all the studies and everything, What caught my eye the most was the last negative article in the Daily Press concerning Buck Grove Pier, concerning the drunks, the fights, the trash. You know, I fished there for a lot of years, and I never seen the pier was under great management. It was a family-oriented pier. I seen children grow up on that pier.
For clarification, was that an article or a letter to the editor?
It was an article.
Okay, thank you.
The Daily Press, I don't know the reporter that wrote it, but and he was going through the people of the opposition. Of course, there was good things in it too. Of course, when you hear bad things, it takes care of all the good things. And I'd just like to clarify that to my personal experience, I never experienced that. Like I said, it's family orientated. If you use profanity, the management would ask you to leave. And very rarely the police was called to the pier because it was such good management. And they had such rapport with getting rid of, you know, the troublemakers and things like that, which was very few. Like Express, again, it's a great place for kids, and today there's not many places like that left, and I hope today in your decision that will weigh heavily.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And last but not least, good morning.
Frank Carney, Hampton Fisherman, and CCA Virginia.
Thanks, Frank. Anyone else in here in favor of the project? Anyone here opposed to the project? Would you come forward, please, sir? How many are we going to have that's opposed? I'll swear you all in at one time if I could. I'll stand, please. Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that you give before the commission today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. State your name, please.
My name is Joel Petrie, and I'm the president of the Chesapeake Landing Homes Association. I'm going to be the representative of the group. I've got some handouts of the my presentation, and map showing the area and then the PowerPoint presentation. First, I'd like to thank the commissioners for the service of devotion to commercial fishing and recreational fishing, because I am a fisherman, recreational fisherman. And, hopefully measures that you decide this afternoon will also go a long way to helping improve the crab population. Unfortunately, Glenn Croshaw is our attorney, but he couldn't be here today. He's in Richmond doing the business of the people. And our closest homeowner, Dr. Sanderson, who lives immediately adjacent to the pier, he's out of the state right now. However, we do have a good showing from our neighborhood. And since we understand you all have a very busy afternoon, we'll try to... I'm going to limit our speakers, and we're going to just try to go through this. Regardless how the papers portrayed us, we're not opposed to this fishing pier. We're not looking to deny anyone rights to the water, to the fishing, or the fishing pier. And in fact, we're going to ask that you go ahead and approve this this permit. On the condition that it be moved to the north. And that's to provide an effective buffer, an effective safety zone, and it's part of that safety zone that the city has already determined was necessary for the previous pier. We oppose the current location because, there are reasonable alternatives, and we think that those are alternatives that are less disruptive to the environment, and nearby it's going to greater serve the public interest. The original owner, we understand, if he came back and he had to rebuild this thing, he'd have to build it back in the same spot. Now, there's no doubt about that, because he only had a certain piece of land, but the city's got 4,000 feet of beach to the north, so we think that they've got a little room to move it. So I'm going to tell you their concerns and why we think the pier can be moved. You know, the parking lot is, if you can see on the drawing there, the parking lot's in the dune area, which would be, you know, next to our house. That we are in our properties, we have a dune in front. And, you know, it's going to be over half of that is going to be in the dune area on the beach. You know, not on the, you know, not like where our houses sit, but actually out on the beach. And it's partially, even part of that's in the 100-foot RPA buffer. You know, I'm a civil engineer, and I work on projects like this, and vehicle-related parking is a it's a major concern because of the pollution. You know, there's a, you know, if you go to a 7-Eleven or something like that, you see so much oil in a parking spot, you know, they put Quick Dry down, you know, a couple times a week maybe. You know, and that stuff, I mean, that's right there on the beach. I mean, it's not like there's a way to capture it before it goes off into the bay. It's going to go right into the bay. So, you know, and the VIMS, you know, they did mention in their report that, you know, hey, it'd be best to move these things uplands. Uplands, you know, what I think means is off of the beach area itself and, you know, in the behind the dune line. The second is the safety zone. And as I've shown here, this is essentially what the city ordinance says. It says no boating, including sailboats, powerboats, surfboards, you know, within that area there. And so that's 300 feet from the sides and 400 feet from the end. And as you can see, I don't know if this pointer works, you know, here is basically the property line. And so that's how far that extends out. And it's a good portion of our beach here. And I know it's kind of hard to see, but to give you another idea how close it is, there's the first house, and there's the trees. I don't know how they're going to get the trees to grow out there on the beach like that, but they're, you know, kind of right on top of Dr. Sanderson's house. So that kind of gives you an idea of that safety zone there. You know, the city, we understand that they said that they could move it, but obviously it was put there for a reason. And it was, you know, they needed a safety area. So the, you know, and one of the other points I wanted to make was, you know, we use that area of the beach. You know, we do, and I've got a four-month-old son, and I'm going to want to be able to take him swimming out there and let him go surfing out there and fishing out there. So, you know, we want to be able to use that area. And the third is the quality of life considerations. You know, yes, they did say that they take the restaurant away. We really have no guarantee they wouldn't consider putting it back there. You know, one council can't bind another. I mean, they could go back and do that. So, but it's a 24-hour-a-day commercial facility. It's right next to a lighted, right next to us. They've got a lighted parking lot. There were some problems with the previous pier, as the letters indicate, from some of our other residents. In fact, a previous resident actually got up and spoke before the planning commission and said, hey, look, this was, you know, when the pier got washed away, it was the first time that I was able to leave the windows open at night and, you know, we weren't disturbed. So, anyway, again, also the planning commission, you know, they considered these things. And they went ahead and they voted to deny the use permit for the pier in this location. So that's, I think that was an important point. Again, this article kind of shows the proximity and of the houses too. This was the pilings that they were trying to drive for the last pier. Now, these are what we consider the reasons that the pier can be moved. And one thing is, we don't think there's a magic fishing hole out there. And it's And that's because, you know, the city was supposed to do some soundings when they were determining where this thing should be, and they didn't go ahead and do those soundings. But the Corps of Engineers, when they did beach replenishment, they did some soundings, and it really appears that there is nothing, no deeper water in that particular spot than anywhere else. And I believe even Elizabeth was quoted in the Daily Press saying, you know, you move this thing either way, and it shouldn't really affect the fishing because it's the pier itself that, you know, that it's a structure that attracts the fish. And I think, you know, probably the most compelling in my mind is if there was a hole out there and the pier is gone, there'd be a bunch of boats piled up on top of that trying to fish that hole, and we haven't seen them out there. You know, they're out at the Back River and Bluefish Rock. So, again, and also, you know, our other points are that the city already owns over 4,000 linear feet of beach to the north of the property. And there is more parking available to the north. This is the city's master plan right here. And this kind of shows the area before and from the 40s and what's proposed now. If you look to the north, you'll see that there's planned parking right here. There's an existing lot here, and there's another lot proposed here. So there is parking to the north. You know, there's this whole area that would be available. And we think that, you know, a shift of this pier, you know, to the north, the 150 or 250 feet to get out of that, whichever you consider the 400 feet or the 300 feet, still works well with that master plan. And go on to why we think the pier should be moved. I think there's reasonable alternatives that would require a lot less environmental disruption. Moving the pier will negate the need for building that parking lot all the way out there on the beach. And, you know, as I think I've made the point, you know, if the pilings are approved, I know Elizabeth said that, you know, we're just looking at the pilings, but the pilings approved, the parking lot's going to be built there. You think that the moving the pier to the north, they won't build the parking lot there. Public's better served by protecting that area of the beach. And then also, you know, because the dynamics of the area have changed, this more northern location we think is going to be friendlier to both the existing and proposed residential communities. Because if you look back here, and you look when this pier was built, and you know, we hear the argument, well, you moved in next to the pier, and you should understand that, but this was when the pier was built. It was built, from what I understand, for unloading commercial catches and not for recreational fishing. You had Bayshore here, amusement park to the south. You had some cottages here to the north and to the west, and you had the amusement park up here. And if you look at what's proposed, none of that's there. You know, this is all single-family residential development, and you know, so it's a different area. You know, it's not the same Buck Grove. And, you know, so, again, you know, a shift to the north is going to make it a little bit more friendly to, you know, not only to us, but the people that are coming, you know, when these houses are built here. You know, and then finally, you know, it eliminates this safety zone. You know, this move to shift to the north would eliminate this safety zone encroachment that we consider would be on our property. So so that's our last concern on why we think it should be moved. In closing, you know, this is what it's all about. I mean, this is Tom's nephew standing on the beach last fall when we were rock fishing. You know, we're fishermen. We're beachgoers. You know, and that's why we bought there. That's why we live there. You know, and we're not looking to deny anybody rights to the water. We're not looking to prevent this fishing pier from being there. We're concerned about the health of the environment. We're concerned about the safety of our families, and we're concerned about preserving, you know, what we have right now. You know, this fishing pier has been gone for 4 years. You know, a third of our residents have been in there since that pier has been gone. So what we're just looking for is, you know, what we have right now. You know, we're asking that you approve the pier. And but we're just asking it on that condition that, you know, that you move it to the north of the proper line to provide that safety zone that the city has deemed required, you know, that they need for the swimming area and for the boating area. And I'd like to thank you for your consideration. That is my son, who's hopefully a future fisherman.
Thank you. Any questions from the commission? Very good presentation.
Thank you.
Who's next? Likes to speak in opposition? There being none, the matter is before the commission. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Daniel. You'd reserved. I think take a couple minutes to rebut.
Yeah, just a couple of things, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. I appreciate very much the comments of Mr. Petrie, and we do appreciate the concerns of the residents next door. But as we've indicated before, we've been through a long and involved public process that included these comments and others. And while the Planning Commission acted one way, City Council took their advice under consideration and issued the use permit for the facility where it is. I'm struck, as I listened to Mr. Petrie's comments, I think a couple of times he suggested to the Commission that moving north would be less destructive to the environment. One of the things we all wrestle with here, you and your stewardship responsibility and me and my practice and other things, is we're always dealing with a lot of unknowns when we deal with environmental matters. In this instance, you have a known. This pier has been here for 70 plus years. You know the consequence of its location on the environment. You know the consequence of the parking lot on water quality matters. You know the consequence with respect to preservation of the environment on the quality of life. And so I think in this instance, albeit somewhat different than most circumstances we deal with, you have a known quantity here, and it should be the known ought to prevail over the consequences of the unknown. And I would ask you to approve the applications of the city.
Thank you, Mr. Daniel. Further questions, Mr. Daniel? Matters before the commission for discussion. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Fox.
I already a comment. I noted that the protestant mentioned that the parking lot was going to be on a dune or something. That's not an issue before us this morning, and we won't address it, but I would hope that the city would make sure that they do not destroy any dunes before they build a parking lot.
Okay. Good comment. Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Josephson, comment?
If I may just mention a couple of things that are matters of the public. Back in the, but over 30 years ago, the Attorney General answered a request for formal opinion by stating that when you're considering these Chapter 12 permits and you're thinking about the effect on adjacent or nearby properties, you should be considering the physical impacts on adjacent and nearby properties. And that's the issue we had in the Boone case in Norfolk. And we have appealed the circuit court's opinion in that case, and it's been argued to the Court of Appeals, and we should be getting an opinion on that in the not-too-distant future. And the second thing is, in that same case, we have argued to the Court of Appeals in our brief as a public matter that the commission is not a zoning authority. It's not here to tell the body for local zoning decisions. And I would just like to mention those two things to keep them in mind.
Thank you for the comment. Mr. Schick?
If there's no other discussion, I'd like to move that after considering all the factors presented here and in our documentation, and also in as to Code 28.2-1205A, Code of Virginia, I recommend that we move to approve this as submitted.
Motion made by Mr. Schick. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Further to the motion and also to Mr. Jodison's comments, I think that the city has done a good job of trying to address some of the most significant upland concerns, specifically by deleting the restaurant from the proposal. When I looked through the written comments, a number of the concerns about noise were associated with the restaurant, and that I think the city's amended its plan notably there. So I think some of those concerns have been addressed. Obviously, some of those, as Mr. Josephson pointed out, are outside of our jurisdiction. But I think it is appropriate for them to relocate the pier in its original location. And I think the city has already expressed a willingness to work with the adjacent property owners to ensure that the project does not interfere with their enjoyment of their riparian area. And I think the city is willing to do that in some formal measure, it sounds like. So I would support the motion as made.
Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you for a very good presentation on both sides. Next item on the agenda is item number 7, Virginia Natural Gas 07-1036. Mr. Daniel. Please leave.